One of the ayahs that we recited tonight is قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, those who want the love of Allah, تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, in other words, follow me. If you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala gives us the prescription that this is what I want from you, that follow me, follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in complete way of life. Not that just to read namaz, go to hajj, give zakat, keep fast, and read nafil namaz. That is not complete, the giving oneself to Allah Ta'ala. Whether it deals with your devotion, whether it deals with your business, whether it deals with your private life, whether it deals with any kind of condition of yours, it must be fattabi'uni. If you have weddings too, or nikah, must be according to Sunnah of the Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or businesses, everything must be according. Fattabi'uni means this. Not just thinking that we keep fast and eat namaz and that is all that is wanted. In every way of life, no matter what it may be, it must be according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fattabi'uni. So if we want to love Allah Ta'ala, then that is the only way, there is no other way out. Likewise, you find another ayat in the Quran Sharif which says, يَا يُعْلَتَّقُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ وَتُقَاطِي وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, which is recited tonight. Where Allah Ta'ala says very clearly that you were first of things, you must have taqwa. The most important thing in our life, you must have taqwa, means fear of Allah. Taqwa means you have conscious of Allah all the time, not only certain times. That when you come to the masjid, you have taqwa. When you go out of the masjid, no, I have no taqwa at all. Conscious of Allah Ta'ala, 24 hours all the time, that's called taqwa. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Remember, you must die as a Muslim. Now when you got taqwa, you know, fear of Allah Ta'ala is there with you, that means all the time, then you will not do anything, any action of that kind, will iman go away. This is one thing we must fear today, that many a time we lose our iman merely because of we say certain things, we don't even know we are saying it too. That's why the Hamid Kareem Sahib said, the person wakes up in the morning, he wakes up with iman, and at the end of the day, he does some action, he loses iman. Like when he sleeps with iman, at night he says certain things, he loses iman. Allah Ta'ala must protect us. So more is very important, Allah Ta'ala says, do not die, but die as a Muslim. That is another issue that is behind taqwa in you. Then Allah Ta'ala says in another place of Quran, the way we get tonight we read, that وَعْتَصُمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. You must hold yourself together. وَعْتَصُمُوا, hold the rope of Allah. بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ, the rope of Allah. And do not think about differences, do not divide yourself in any way, but hold to only one thing, and that is Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That everyone must follow that thing there. And وَكُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. This ayat came down at the time that there were two tribes. In the tribe of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was really close, and thereafter became some difference took place. And when it took place at the time, Nabi Kareem said, what is wrong with you? That I'm in front of you and you're behaving like this. And this ayat came down. In other words, you will not have any difference at all. In other words, and a great ni'mat was Rasulullah sallallahu. And the greatest ni'mat Allah given us in this world is iman and the ni'mat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we have to learn to appreciate him. The only way we can appreciate is bring him to our life, those life that what he wants us to do. And also he said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُ أُمَّةٍ يَدْخُونَ الْخَيْنِ. There must be a jamaat, there must be a group in you who will invite you to what's good and stop you from doing wrong. But then one thing you must understand, anything you do, there's a way of doing it. There's a way of doing it. For this too also we have to have certain knowledge for it. For this kind of work we have knowledge. One, the first thing that you must have knowledge. Second, ikhlas. Sincerity must be everything. Everyone wants to do everything, but did not know how to do about it. So in case a person, you see something, someone doing something wrong, it's very easy to go and tell you, hey, you're doing something wrong, but there's a way of saying it. A person, if he's got his pants below his ankle, you go and say, hey, what's your pants below your ankle? It's very easy to say that. But look at that Busruk, when he saw a person wearing his pants below the ankle, he told him so nicely, you know, I don't know, just look at my pants below the ankle. So when that person said that, it's not your pants, it's my pants. Likewise, a person, one person, one Busruk, he said, you know, he saw a person not making wuzu properly. He went and told him, listen, look at me when I'm making wuzu. If I make any mistakes, tell me about it.
And while you make sleep, the way you have to stay in Kirti, the way you are staying, that people want to come more towards Islam. So Allah Ta'ala says, invite people towards good, but there's a way of doing it too. So very important that then another ayah that came and said, Wal qadimina al ghayd wal afina al nas. This is one thing, this is a month of sabr. Ramadan is a month of sabr. So Allah Ta'ala said, Wal qadimina al ghayd, because one of the worst things that takes in Ramadan, the worst thing was hungry one side, you know, one time, and then got bad habit of smoking also, none cannot smoke also, then they take the smoke out on the wife, they take the smoke on other people, because they think they've blown up on sight. So what somehow must take it out. So now Allah Ta'ala says, Wal qadimina al ghayd, the very important thing is you will not have anger in you. That's why Nabi Karim said, this month of Ramadan is month of sabr. Very good sabr, very easy. The wife said, oh, somebody make sabr, or don't send to make sabr. You say like that, you fail to realize that it's the month of Ramadan, the month of sabr, and Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Karim, the month of sabr is one thing, the reward is Jannat. So if you want to go to Jannat, you have to make sabr all the time, have tolerance in you. So this is what important, that Wal qadimina al ghayd, that one great busru, you know, his servant dropped some hot curry on his head or clothing, and he only looked at her because he was getting burnt. It happened, he looked at her, but when she said, Wal qadimina al ghayd, straight away he cooled down. Wal afina lin nas, he pardoned people, forgave people, then he forgave her things. So we are being reminded this thing so that this quality must not come into us. Anger is very bad. In every home or most of the homes, the reason for no happiness, no joy is because of anger. Why do we get angry at home? We don't get angry outside. We don't get angry at all outside, but at home we get angry. Why? We have to be more kind to them. That's why Nabi Karim says, and that person looked at his wife, Muhabbat. And the wife looked at the husband, Muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala look at you, Rahmat. How you forgive? When you get angry with someone, have this one prescription in front of us. When you get angry with someone, think if Allah gets angry with me, what will happen to me? If Allah Ta'ala gets angry, what will happen to me? Immediately you think like that, inshallah you won't get angry. And whenever you get angry, walk away from it, drink water. Do not stay there. You understand? If you do that, inshallah, the barakah of that anger will go away. Not go away for good, it has to be there. But you, before the anger was controlling you, now you control the anger. These few things Allah has. And then another ayat came in the Quran also, tonight for that, that وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not become weak against your enemies. What happened at the time of the battle of Uhud? That the misunderstanding took place among the Sahabas. The Nabi Karim told, do not move from a certain place. And they're now winning, there are so many victorious, they're winning all the time, Muslims, more or less, far less people than the other. But yet, you know, they're winning. But suddenly it turned, and the whole thing took place. So many Muslims, Shahad, Shahid took place and all that. Then that was something because they went, there was misunderstanding. I cannot say went against Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there was a misunderstanding. For that, the Muslims lost so many things. So then that they felt very hurt about it. You know, it's obvious when you see it going down, you feel down about it. So when the Sahaba was going down, Allah, do not feel weak against them. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and not feel sad. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلُونَ, you will always be above them. Allah Ta'ala said, you will always be above them. You say, Muslim so much, you will always be above them. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, the condition for that to be high and victorious is إِن كُنْتُم, you will be true mu'min. Allah Ta'ala must give the tawfiq of acting on this. May it be Allah Ta'ala. Whatever is happening to all the world, Allah Ta'ala must and give them victory, and whatever difficulty be to Allah Ta'ala and remove all the difficulties. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna al-adhika lika rasulika wa husna ila. Fatiha as-samawati wa anta waliyu fi dunya wa al-akhirah. Tawaffani al-muslima wa al-hakim al-salam. اللهم نسألك من طاعتك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.